Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Rent-A-Girlfriend, which was emailed in recommendation for it from Angel. And we dug into our email archives for that one. But before all that, we were talking about how to properly introduce yourself, other shenanigans happening, some mistakes that happened in our life, and as well as everything else most recently that happened on the podcast. If you want to catch part of that wider conversation, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com or featuredanimepodcast on patreon.com. That's patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you that bonus content and more. Now, on to the meat and potatoes of this conversation, sir.
You say that, but really? I...
Normally you start talking before.
No, you say that, but like this anime, do you know if there's a second season coming?
There is a second season, but this is a 12-episode anime. Aired July 2020 through September 2020. Producers for it are Kodansha, DMM Pictures, just to name a couple. Studios for it is TMS Entertainment. It's based off of manga. It's a comedy romance school. And again, to reaffirm, there is a second season coming eventually. I don't know when. It's supposed to come out this year, though, I think. Or towards the end of the year.
Okay. No, I know that it... So I looked it up, and there's 16 volumes. Which I think is good enough for at least three seasons. I could be wrong, but I feel like it is good enough for three seasons worth of material. Came out in February, right?
No.
July. When did it come out?
It came out.
Did it end in July or did it start in July?
Well, when I said it aired from July 2020 to September 2020, I obviously bet it came out in February several months earlier.
Hey, all I know. Well, no. So when I was looking in February 2022, so I was like, "Is that when that was that when it was supposed to come out?"
Oh, season two.
Second season.
Yeah. Oh, that. Maybe. I don't think so. I mean,
I literally looked it up. Maybe an hour ago. It's
supposed to come out summer 2022, so it'll probably mirror what the last one did, which was a July 2022.
Okay. Well, last I checked, it needs a second season.
Yes.
A lot. And
badly.
The premise of the story is essentially this guy gets dumped by what I will loosely say is a hottie. Like, and she's not. She's not really well drawn.
But which one?
She's short hair. The
mommy?
Mommy. Yeah.
Mommy.
Yeah. When they started saying her name, I was like, no. I need subtitles for this because that can't be right. Mommy, no, don't leave. Sorry, what?
It's totally right. It's 100% right.
I didn't realize this was that bad.
It is how it is. I mean, like, it was even like that for the English.
I watched it in English because I was like, there's no way.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
The things they were saying were pure innuendo.
It's meant for the pure kink of it. That's why he actually is infatuated with her. He's got his particular kink. And mommy takes care of that kink for him.
Really?
I don't know. I'm taking a guess.
Oh, I'm like, maybe the subtitled version was different than the English version because that's not what happened.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, like, it could have been. It could have been totally his kink. Because I was like, hey, this is what we do.
Hey, it's possible. Hey, boo boo. It's very possible. But.
I mean, like, he does have a thing for very powerful, domineering women.
He's a weak-willed, frustrating.
I mean, when you pair that with her name, Mommy, I mean, you know, he's got Mommy to take care of him and push him around and everything like that. I mean,
he's got Mommy issues. That's a real good way to put it. He's got Mommy issues.
Well, he wants Mommy to take care of him is what he wants.
No, he wants Mommy back.
He wants Mommy in more ways than one. And I mean, you know, the fantasies that he has. I mean, like, okay, so did I told you that this was geared towards teen men. And was I wrong in that? I mean, like, this is pretty much geared towards Very, very much so geared towards it.
You were wrong. Yeah, I agree. This was geared towards, I don't know. Like, I really don't know who this was geared towards. Because he's got issues, man.
He does have issues. He also falls in love way too easily. I mean, like, he fell in love with the rental girlfriend after the first one and then found out he wasn't special with the rental girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That he rented and gets butthurt about the whole thing. How dare you play me?
Ah. No, the way this thing, yeah, no joke. And then left her a 1-star review. Oh, she was pissed. But what I will say is this reminded me a lot of Pretty Woman, and not the whole thing, obviously, but this reminded me of Pretty Woman to the sense of it was convenient for him to rent rather than to put himself out there. And then this chick was just a solid 10 from the word go. Like, her personality was great when she was in girlfriend mode. She was a huge money chaser, which, I mean, if you're doing it, do it, you know?
Well, it's her trying to keep it strictly business in between her and mommy issues, right? That's honestly what it is strictly she's trying to keep a business, and she doesn't want to have it to be feelings have been developed for this type of situation type of thing, you know?
Well, she seems very professional. What I mean by that is, she seems to have an answer for everything, and she's very, very good at getting to where she needs to go. Like, you would look at the whole scenario, look at the whole thing, and she's very good at reading a situation and being like, well, that's not going to work for anyone. So we got to make sure we nip this situation in the bud. And she's got rules that she's not following. She's got, I don't know. I don't know what the right word is. It's not boundaries. Yeah, maybe it's boundaries. Got boundaries that she's not crossing. And it's confusing because the rules aren't the same. So, and you never really see her on a date with someone else until, like, it's a thing that can't be avoided.
Well, it's not even that it's a date with someone else. Because she's going to school, and so the reason why she's doing this whole thing is to pay for her college, to also pay for acting classes as well, so that way she can become an actor, a professional actor, improve her A game, so to speak. And, you know, in all honesty, this whole rent-a-girlfriend thing, she even says this is purely for her to get her acting down, because that's what it is for her. It's an act. It is a charade, so to speak, for her.
She's good at it.
For her to, you know, practice her witchcraft, her craft, rather, not witchcraft, but craft.
From the changes that she makes and the quick changes she does, where she'll go from one to the next, and when she has to go and, like, change clothes super fast because he puts her in an awkward situation. Yeah, witchcraft is correct. So, like, nobody can change that quickly. And, yeah, she can flip the script. I thought you wanted this. I thought you wanted that. And you're like, whoa, girlfriend mode activated.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I don't know. Let's look at this in a real life situation. Assume sex is not involved. So it's not a prostitution thing. Renting a girlfriend.
Well, it's not. And it is common in Japan. I mean, you could rent a dad for a day. You could rent a mom for a day. You could rent.
Serious?
Yeah. Brothers, sisters, girlfriends, boyfriends. You can. It's a legitimate business. It is
missed out on so much money.
I mean,
dear Lord. Well, no. So a little backstory on that comment. When I was single, I'd had friends set me up with people who were down in the dumps and needed a pick me up. And that was the move. Like, I will treat you like the only one that ever mattered anywhere. I had one chick actually, like, try to pursue me. I'm like, no. I'm not about that. I'm not ready for that. We had fun. It is what it is. I took you to the movies. We went to an amusement park. All the places I wanted to go because I couldn't go alone, that kind of thing. But I could have made a business out of that, and then they could have paid for everything.
Yeah. But, you know, this series in so many ways kind of deals more so with growth in more ways than one. Right. So granted, the main character, our main character, Kazuya, just doesn't really grow at all. and he's still pretty bad. He does get nudged in the right direction. And even though Chizuru, the female main protagonist, tries to keep things strictly business, you can tell that she's actually starting to fall for Kazuya as the story progresses on, as it moves on through the story.
You'd like to think that. And I feel like this kid had so many opportunities to make it real. You know what I mean? So essentially, he gets caught in a lie. And in order to perpetuate the lie, to keep it going, to perpetuate, not perpetrate, in order to perpetuate the lie, he has to keep paying this chick, his next door neighbor, essentially, copious amounts of money. And she's not even a little bit lenient when it comes to billing. Like, not even a little bit. Dude started out with 1 million yen. By the time episode, six happens, he's down to 200 grand. He took... I'm going to be generous and say he spent a lot on food and other things. But she took the better part of 700,000 yen, right?
Yeah.
And
which is
it all went to acting.
Right. I mean, so like I understand that sounds like a lot, but how much do you genuinely think 700,000 yen is?
I mean, given that his parents gave it to him as a gift of sorts, and given how much I've seen in shows where they're like, yeah, my parents left me some money, I figure 1 million yen in that world would probably typically last someone a year.
Really?
Am I wrong?
I mean,
I would guess. I don't know what, like,
it's only 7,700. 1 million yen's only 7,700.
Okay. But like in there, you see that a can of coffee is 1200.
Yeah. Which is like $8, $9. 1,000 yen's only like $8, man. It's no. Not even 100 yen's not even a full US dollar. It's like 100 pennies. It's like,
which is a full US dollar.
It's no, I'm saying like, think of it like that. Think of it as in pennies.
Oh,
okay.
So I mean, it's still a dollar, but
hang on. Yen to USD conversion.
I'm very
for 7,700. For 1 yen, it is 0.0077 cents. Not even a full penny. So for 100 yen, it's 77 cents. For 1,000 yen, $7.71. For 1,200 yen, $9.25. So a million
exchange rate sucks.
So let's see here for a, 1,000, there we go. For 1 million yen, $7,705. There you go. Money to last you a couple of weeks, a couple of months at most.
Could last me about a week and a half. It could take me to casino. I either strike it rich or come out looking like a beggar.
You usually come out looking like a beggar.
Hey.
Not always. I didn't say always. I said usually. Usually.
No, it's always. Hey, like,
so, no, sometimes you come out
victory.
Hey, sometimes you come out even. Sometimes you break even. You gotta give credit where credit is due. You know?
But think of it like this. You spend 2.5 hours there. You have a great time.
So what you're saying is, hang on. You take some money and you're going to rent mommy, because obviously she's going to be the next rent-a-girlfriend.
Dude,
and
I was thinking that.
You're going to go out there and you're going to have fun. And I mean, like, so am I the only one, or did it look like mommy had a private Twitter account or something like that, where she was tweeting out how she's pissed off that Kazuya was like with someone else? She's like, what the hell's going on?
I'm calling it right now. Chick has split personality disorder and she was emailing herself.
It looks like, no, the reason why I say that it looked like that, because there was a little lock symbol next to it for what she was putting out. And it looked like she was tweeting out to a private group that
That too, but we never meet them. And
why would you
I mean, they're never introduced. They're never even abstractly introduced, in the sense of we don't see anybody else around her giving the kind of, not vibe, not giving the kind of interaction that you would expect someone who's nonstop complaining. Because you're not going to see
in my personal... No, you're misunderstanding what Twitter is then.
I don't have Twitter.
Okay. The reason why I say that is because it's a public forum that you can have protected tweets where you only allow people you want to follow you to follow you. So anyone can request it. And so what she's doing is she's created an echo chamber for herself where she's able to put out her thoughts or whatever. And you're not going to always see replies or anything like that because you can lock that down too now. But you put it out there. And so the general thought is like, well, you know, Rick totally just jacked $20 for me. He's a total a-hole. Screw his life. I hope he dies and everything like that. And you're not going to see the tweets or the replies or anything like that unless you go into that tweet and look at the comments. But that's something you have to go do yourself so that way you can see what people are saying. But not everyone's able to see what exactly is going on. And not everyone's going to know that you're going to have it on there or not, especially if you don't allow everyone to follow you.
That's interesting, because for someone who doesn't know how to operate Twitter, barely operates Facebook, I just assumed that she was emailing herself or texting herself or keeping a diary of sorts, because there really weren't questions or answers to questions. Now, there were some questions in there.
Yeah,
but there was definitely a question or two.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
It could be somebody else.
It's on Twitter. You don't always post questions or things that you're trying. You just go on there and make a total statement like, Jack's awesome. That's it. That's your tweet. Like, or just go on there and say hi and move on with your life. You literally don't have to. There is like no hard and fast rule. You know, it's just like you go on there, you say what you want to say, and you move on with your life. So like I go on there and I say, Rick is so awesome. He's great. Always gives me high fives and he's really into this girl called mommy for whatever reason. I don't know. Move on with your life. And that's it. That's the tweet. But I only have it set to like 10. So 10 people can only follow me because that's all I allowed. So those 10 people are the only ones that are ever going to know. No one else will know unless you decide to hack my account and get in there. And then all of a sudden everything's out there in public. And all of a sudden everyone knows that I'm totally jealous of Rick because he's dating a mommy.
Yeah. Yeah. Circular logic. That one is. No, but like,
don't judge me.
She's not even that cute.
No,
and she's got a crap personality.
She does. Which just makes her that much uglier. So she's like supposed to have this rocket body, be really cute and everything like that, but her personality sucks, which just brings it down even more. So here's something that I noticed, and it kind of bugged me a little bit. And I don't remember if I've seen this studio do it for their other shows or anything like that, but did you notice how the tips or the ends of the hair for all the girls?
No, anybody important, because there were some girls that got like one or two lines didn't have that
specifically for the women.
Yeah.
Yep. Different color hair at the ends.
Yeah. That was brought to my attention because we're looking at it and I was like, I think I can identify who's got speaking lines and who doesn't and who's going to stick around and who's not. And it was 90% of it was based on the tip of the hair.
Yep.
It was interesting. It allowed me to kind of differentiate who was who, but, yeah, feeling that was more for that aesthetic was done more for character individuality. If that makes any sense?
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it's there's a few things in there that I found quite interesting. Dynamic between mommy and whoever she was talking to, right? Who told her or she was like, I gave up on love, right? We still don't know who she was talking to. And I agree. I think she might actually be like, not necessarily the next, but at least one of the rented girlfriends upcoming, you know, because when we last see her, do we see her in a car with someone that we really don't see the face of?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Did you watch the end credit scenes?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to make a joke about me not watching any of the end credit scenes, but the problem is a good 10% of the entire show is after the credits and setting it up for the next episode.
Yes. Yeah. CJ says it had such a huge impact that I can't even remember. It's true. Honestly, it was an entertaining show. It truly was. It was an entertaining show. But I feel like most of the impactful moments of it just weren't that impactful. Like they honestly, didn't just hold the weight. It made it kind of lackluster. I mean, it was an entertaining show. It was a cute show. Don't get me wrong. But it's not one that would definitely leave an impact on me where I feel like I have to, you know, delve into it or go deeper into it for more information. You know,
DJ says so. Rubber mallet instead of a sledgehammer impact. I would go so far as to say the plastic hammer you get when as a child, as a you know, as a toddler.
Yes, 100%. So 100%. What you said, Rick. 100% what you said. So
it's annoying.
It is.
And not annoying in a way like, you know, you can't tolerate it. It's annoying because you want better for the character. It is effective in drawing you in, and it's effective in making you care. And, you know, I was watching this with my fiance, and she was like, damn. Who'd you piss off? I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, Jack picked this and he knows you hate cringy stuff. I'm like, yeah, I really, really dislike it. And I'm not going to lie. I got super heated, like really pissed me off when mommy out of the blue, either from jealousy or from connivingness, or if you're not happy, if I can't be happy, no one's happy. But kissed our main protagonist out of the blue because she felt like he was moving on and she wanted to keep him. I don't know why, but one thing I cannot stand, at least I cannot stand being witness to, is cheating. It happened to me. It's a horrible thing. Probably trauma still going on because of it.
Right. But well, like, here's the thing though, right?
I went from like 2 to 10 real, just watching that.
But at the same time, you also have to remember that he's technically not cheating because he's paying for a rental the whole time. Oh, no,
I get you. But the fact that it's one of those things, I don't get mad at the third party. You know what I mean? I get mad at the people who aren't supposed to. I get mad at the people who make the commitment.
Right.
And in this particular scene, he made the commitment. And I realized that even though it was just paper money, it was just all that stuff. It felt wrong because he had already started liking her. Date number two. Like, let's be honest here.
Date number one, he liked her. He went home. He felt happy. He was like, you know, she held my hand, all this other stuff. Yeah, no. Like, dude, immediately was head over heels for his rental. Immediately. Doesn't make it any better. And I'm not saying, oh yeah, no, it's totally fine that happened. But at the same time, like, the dude's a loser anyway. So I don't know why anyone would want to be with him or go after him anyways, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's a whiny, complainy, like the dude was,
well, that's a question.
I wanted to smack him. I wanted to strangle him. All right.
Dude. So bad. For me, he had two defining character moments that showed positivity and strong potential for me to actually really like him. Can you guess what those one of those two was?
Was it the same moment where Chizuya finally decided that she started liking him, where Chizuru fell off the boat, he dives in to go after and save her without even thinking?
Yep. The decisiveness and the ability to disregard oneself to be the hero. And it's really two parts in this one scene. The fact that not only was he able to make the decision that I'm going to go save her, it was almost instinctual. And then he did not claim the reward that, you know, I personally felt he was owed. And then he did like one or two other things. And I was like, nope, that tracks. He doesn't deserve crap. But like, he risked his life. They have a shared life and death moment. He saved his life from breathing. And her response, cold, calculated, why did you do that for a rental? And Like, that could have been such a defining moment for him to be like, to me, you're more than a rental.
Yeah, exactly. But he wussed out and chose not to.
But he wussed out, yeah.
I mean, like, but that defines his entire being. You also can't wear, I don't know, like, how he dressed also didn't help. And I'll tell you this right now, you're going to hate me. You're going to hate me. But it felt like he was trying to model himself a little bit after Naruto.
You're lucky we're not recording together, because I'd find some soap for you right now, because that's just disrespectful.
I mean, like, he's got the orange, he's like got the little swirl on his shirt.
The only thing that he and Naruto have in common is in the dub, I could almost hear "believe it" 30,000 times.
Well, believe it. I bet he's a big Naruto fan too.
That'd be the second coolest thing about him. First coolest thing is he doesn't care about his own life and he's willing to like throw it away for a hot girl. And let's be honest, 90% of my existence was willing to be thrown away for a hot girl when I was going to high school.
Fair enough.
I didn't think you'd ever have me watch a show where I had to physically watch and not just visualize. All the work was done for me.
Physically cringe at a character all the way through.
Yeah. I wonder why. Yeah. You'd use more Kleenex for things other than crying seen this entire year. Okay.
He's single-handedly keeping Kleenex afloat with happy tissues. Really? Right?
Single-handedly. How do you know, huh? Single-handedly.
With happy tissues, mind you. Happy tissues. Uh-huh. Not sad tissues. Happy. Well, maybe some of them are sad. That
damn trash bin was full. Full.
Which also just added to the cringe, because at least once every other episode, that was happening. So,
and it wasn't even like a to be announced. It wasn't even like a cutaway, and then you come back and you're like, oh, no, he's got it going on his head, and you could see it.
Yep.
And you're like, oh.
I mean, like, granted, I get it. He, you know, they really wanted to hammer away the kind of person that he was.
These puns, bro. Like, you've got them coming. I don't know if you got a list written down somewhere, but like single-handedly hammering away. Like, they're good. They're real good. I just want single-handedly hammering away. Like, yeah.
I mean, like, honestly, we could go on trashing it. We could go, well, but you know, I mean, like, what is another, what is the other redeeming quality that you said? Because you said there were two. One of them was the boat scene. What was that other one?
So the other one was the fact that this dude cries on a dime for other people.
So you like your men very feminine and emotional.
No. So when he cries for himself, it's epitomizing. It's frustrating. But when he cries for other people, like when his friend who was depressed after being exposed for having a rented girlfriend, he cried on his behalf. Like he was tore up. It shows what kind of a friend he is.
Okay.
And then he went so far as to
fund
his own like not exposure, but no, like
it funds his own reveal to someone else. Yeah. No, I could get that. I don't know if I could, if I'd be in tears to that moment, you know? I understand like where you're coming from. It's like sympathetic, you know, you and I are together, but I love you, man, but I don't know if I'd be able to shed a tear like that.
I'd be throwing weights at your knees. You'd be crying, and then I'd just pretend.
The weight of my decisions would just be too much. I couldn't help but cry.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I just see the tears. I'm like, I'll cry with you on the way to the hospital. I'm glad we can share this.
Hey, you know what? Happy tears.
Happy tears.
Oh, but I mean, at least it's you, not me.
Quality. Seriously, though. No, but like the redeeming quality of being able to care that deeply for a friend. And I would argue no ulterior motive behind it, because he gains nothing by having this friend.
True. That is very true. So I agree with you that he does absolutely gain nothing by having that friend and then also exposing that at the exact same time, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand. I'm not completely unsympathetic to it. All right. I'm just saying, personally, kind of individual I am, I don't know if I'd be able to shed a tear. My friend's heartbroken. I mean, I love you. Again, I love no, you. You're like a brother to me. To that extent, but I'd be talking mad crap to you. All right?
I mean, you'll make it through, motherfucker.
Yeah, you'll make it through. You. Don't worry about it. Hey, look on the bright side. There's plenty more where you come from, where she came from. Just go back to the app and find another one.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Well, you know, that's just a gateway app. You know, after that, you go start paying for other things. Talking groceries. I want to go to the arcade. There's a friend for that.
There is. I feel like this is a great spot, sir.
No, I got one more.
I just remembered. He's got three redeeming. Is it his fashion sense?
No, not three redeeming. Because I got one more point I completely forgot to make. Where he's a shitty human being.
Oh, the fact is it. Well, let's see here. He's lying to everyone. He's very weak willed. He's got mommy issues. I mean, What more could we want?
When he gets over mommy issues, he has another hot chick who's begging to get sex with him.
Well, not even to have sex with him, just begging to be with him in general.
Did we ever figure out why? It was her heartbeat, right?
Yeah. So Ruka, who's introduced later on after you find out his friend's renting her as a girlfriend, Ruka, she felt like she was very emotionless. She was robotic, didn't really, her heart rate never got above a certain point. And so the feeling I got is she became a rental girlfriend to find that one that elevated her heartbeat to 90 to help it race.
Why 90?
How the hell should I know? That's what she keyed on. She even said a couple of times, almost reached 90. And then when it finally reached 90, this is the guy. This is the one. How and why it was Kazuya, I don't know. Like, there's so many other people out there. Such a wide variety of better people out there. You know, here's a question. His friend, Kibe, Yoshiaki, right? The one that beats him up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
My favorite character so far.
Right. I don't know. I feel like there's something going on between him and Kazuya's grandma. Maybe he's got a thing for older women, much older women.
Everyone's got that scratch to itch, right?
You know, so while Kazuya's got a mommy kink, he's got a.
When you see the grandma naked in the shower, she's got a teenager's body. So.
I mean, I wish I had
not too back. Far from the truth.
So you never know. You Jeez. Never know. It is a possibility. I'm just, you know, if when you're watching it, you're looking at it, there's a couple things in there that kind of hint towards it. Maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe that relationship will blossom in season two and he becomes grandpa.
I got a theory. I'm going to laugh my ass off. And I hope and pray this is correct. Do you remember the dating app he's trying to make and maintain? His partner, his co-writer, whatever it is. Could you imagine if it was the grandma?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
Playing gacha games.
Well, I'm pretty sure it is because you see the two of them talking to each other too.
Ooh, even better, even better. This will be better.
Which also kind of leads me to it, right? They're partners. Spending time together. The app, dating app he's trying to develop is for young guys to date older women like her.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
So it's a double header right there. He's moving in.
Or he's using his own app to match with women and grandma's on the app. And that's how that happened too.
That's a possibility.
That'd be hilarious.
That's a possibility.
Ooh. Oh no. So I just had not an epiphany, but just a really bad, awesome scenario that just makes this show way better than it currently is. Season two isn't about our main characters. It's about grandma and him and how he ends up like getting married into and then subsequently stealing the family fortune, having them sell the bakery or whatever, the Quickie Mart, whatever they got.
I don't see that happening. Running away with the money. Grandma's not either, a rental girlfriend. Unless grandma's got a side job we don't know about. And the reason why she was in the hospital wasn't because of working too hard. Well, I mean, like, she was working. It's not the way we think. Yeah. So.
Fair.
So. All right. We could go on.
We could.
We could go on, but I genuinely think this is a great spot. Do you have anything else you want to add, sir?
No, I thought about it. I'm good.
All right. So on a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
Well, in light of the fact that there's going to be a second season, I'm going to rate it higher in hopes, because it's not a bad show, but not something I'd show anybody. So 3.
Okay. I mean, aside from the obvious reasons that we talked about, is there a reason why you're so going low?
Not really. Just how I feel about the whole show. It would need a lot just to make it up to a 4. I think 3 is being generous, personally.
Okay. For this one, I got a lot of mixed emotions about this one, you know?
Okay.
I mean, the character growth, not so much for him, but for Chizuru, kind of like does it for me, right? She's a very strong, strong, independent girl. She's knows exactly what she wants. She doesn't have a problem calling it like it is. She doesn't have a problem calling Kazuya out, which has a lot of redeeming qualities for the show for me. Ruka being the kind of person that she is, I feel like just kind of brings it back a little bit, but I understand like she's going after what she wants. Granted, I don't agree with what she wants. I think she could do a hell of a lot better, but I understand.
Yeah.
The things that really bring it down for me are Kazuya in general for a lot of it, but at the same time, I see as some of the redeeming qualities. So in the last couple of episodes, Chizuru asks him to take a new rental girlfriend out that's been having a lot of problems or issues trying to progress in the field. She's new, shy, having very introvert, and Chizuru understanding and knowing the kind of guy that he is, knowing that he's not going to be a dirtbag and will actually, you know, not do anything nefarious with this new rental girl, just kind of helps build it up a little bit. It's like, yeah, he is not a total dirtbag.
I mean, he did stand up to 3 people for her sake. So,
I mean, I wouldn't even say that he stood up. He just grabbed her and ran.
Which is a lot more than I've seen some people do in other anime. So
true. Which is why it's kind of like, at first it was like, is he going to run away? And he thought about running away, but Chizuru being in the back of his mind, he's like, I can't do this. I gotta do what's right. And so that was like kind of bumped it up a little bit for me. So despite his mommy issues, I mean, like, those are a couple, and what we talked about, those are a couple of his redeeming qualities. I'm going to go with a 4. The reason why I'm going
so happy you didn't go with like a 9 or something like that.
No, I'm going with a 4 because it does have some redeeming qualities. There is a season 2 coming out. There is the potential for him redeeming himself in the second season, which I have high hopes for. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, like, if it ends up being kind of the same thing as season 1, I'll be disappointed, and it'll obviously, my score will probably be lower for season 2 if there isn't any redemption for it. But
if there is,
that's what I'm going with. I'm going with a 4.
Okay.
All right. So next week, it's a random choice, and it's a movie, and we are watching The Garden of Words. No, I don't know what it's about. I don't even know the genres. I know nothing about it. I just know it's a movie.
So what's it about?
So.
Goodness.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice? Did it do it enough justice? Just really hammered away everything? Just like really got our point across? You know, just let us know. Reach out to us. FeaturedAnimePodcast@gmail.com. At Those Anime Guys on Twitter. Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook. Join us in our Discord. We're always hanging out and talking in there. Or if you want to help us grow and support us, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. Or if you want to buy yourself some swanky merch, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. $1 a month gets you some bonus content and more. Talk to you all next time. I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. You can rent us out anytime. Later.